Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. Everyone knows that cars keep getting safer and safer. They're better at keeping you out of an accident with their anti-lock brakes, suspension and steering improvements, and detection systems. And they're better at protecting you if you do get into an accident through the airbags, crumple zones, and reinforced occupant cages. But there's one outcome of this last improvement that includes the reinforcement of a car's A-pillar that doesn't mix well with bad weather. Now, the A-pillar is the column that's on each side of the windshield, and it holds up the roof of your car. They are way stronger now than they used to be, so if you roll over your car, or worse yet, slide into a tree while rolling over, then the A-pillar is much more able to protect you. To be stronger, however, the A-pillars are now much thicker, so they're harder to see around. And at the same time, in an attempt to increase the fuel efficiency of cars, windshields are much more sloped to reduce wind resistance. But this heavier A-pillar that's sloping towards you can create a surprisingly big blind spot in some cars, especially on the driver's side. Of course, I'm not telling you anything you don't know if you drive one of these cars. So as a driver, though, you have to compensate for this increased blind spot in general, and this is where I fold weather into this topic. When it's raining out, especially if it's raining really hard, it's really important that you consider your A-pillar blind spot, because much of your peripheral vision around the A-pillar is compromised by water drops on your side windows, for example, when it's raining out. And the way I would suggest that you compensate for this is by doing two things. First, by pivoting your head to deliberately look around your driver's side A-pillar when, for example, you're coming to an intersection. And secondly, by slowing down when it's raining out, especially if it's raining hard, to just give you more time to see and react. So yeah, this was a really long way for a weatherman to get around to suggesting that you slow down when the weather's bad. But I'm hoping it might convince you by giving a logical argument as to why you still need to slow down, even though cars are so much safer now. Because from what I see, many people don't slow down during bad weather. And frankly, I think it's another improvement in cars that makes it less intuitive to slow down when it's storming out. Cars these days do a really good job at isolating the driver from the outside world. They are so quiet and smooth handling no matter what, so it's easy to ignore the weather. Unlike my first car, a 1971 Chevy truck that roared like a freight train when I went over 60 miles per hour, rain or shine. So maybe keep these considerations in mind next time you find yourself driving at or above the speed limit during a heavy rainstorm. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.